those were the automated voices a second ago.
Okay, right. That was the automated, automated voice for the Sprint.
Oh, why that?
Okay. It just automatically comes on first before a rep does.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't like that. That's kind of stupid.
I'm sorry about that, sir. I was calling today in reference to your Sprint account.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which was showing actually a total balance on there for you for $284.83.
Uh-huh.
Of that amount, was showing $231.12 as a pass-through amount for March and April.
Uh-huh.
And I was calling today to see when your next payment's going to be mailed out, or is MasterCard a Visa an option for you today?
What happens if I don't pay?
Excuse me?
What happens if I don't pay?
Okay, it will go to an outside collection agency.
Uh-huh. Are you going to discontinue my Sprint service?
Right.
Would you do that?
Excuse me?
Would they discontinue my Sprint service on my bill?
Right.
Oh. That would suck.
That's what actually would happen.
Because
they've shown the last payment from you has been for $32.26 on the 27th of March. Right now the account is sitting at 2 months past due and your next bill is about to come out.
Oh, really? How much is that going to be?
Okay, hold on. Next bill right now, this is 17 days in the billing cycle, it's at
$53.59. Uh-huh. That's added on to the $400, whatever?
Well, it's going to be added on to the $284.83.
Oh, I see. Right. Well, I already switched to AT&T last month, though. So that means I don't have to pay, right?
Excuse me?
I already switched to AT&T last month, though.
Right. But still, that really doesn't matter because the service. So it would definitely have to be paid. And if it's not paid, the only thing they have left is to send it to the collection agency. And by it being so much, being over $300, that'll actually go to our legal services.
Mm-hmm.
That'll go to legal instead of just a regular collection agency.
What's a collection agency do?
Okay,
that would go against my credit, right?
Right.
Well, we maxed out all my credit cards last week, though, me and my girlfriend. So we're already pretty much screwed there.
Actually, it depends on you how you want to handle the account. We get various ways that we can take a payment. If you have a MasterCard or Visa, we can take a check.
Does it have to be my own credit card?
No, it doesn't have to be yours.
Oh, really? Because I have like a list of them here. I could use anyone's?
Right. Well, it has to be MasterCard or Visa, though.
Wouldn't I get in trouble for that, though? For, like, credit card fraud?
They allow that, though. If you can give me the name on that card.
Uh-huh. Well, so they allow me to abuse, you know, like, credit cards?
Right.
Even if it's not mine?
Right.
Well, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's bad to say, but they do allow it.
So, like, wouldn't MasterCard and Visa, like, come to my house and arrest me or something?
Not really.
Because I have a computer program that, like, generates credit cards.
Okay, because actually what happens is, it's a lot of, what I want to say. It's just a lot of, actually, just due to the simple fact that, you know, some people give their daughters or whatever their credit card.
Uh-huh.
In situations like that, so.
Yeah, but these are, like, credit cards to people I don't know.
Well, that's not good.
So I can't do that?
The people that you don't know?
Uh-huh.
How are you able to do that?
Huh?
How's that done?
Oh, I don't know. I can't discuss that. You might turn me in.
Okay. Well, it just depends on how you want to handle this account.
They take Monopoly money?
Monopoly money?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. You don't take that.
Oh, because that's like really all I have right now. I'm not doing that great on cash. I could, like, make a payment next week, maybe. Can I pay it off? Like, you know, little by little.
Okay. But how much can you send out next week?
Oh, $50.
Okay.
That'd be the best I could do.
Okay. Alright, because that's exactly what we're... Let's see. Do you have the names on any of the credit cards?
On the ones that I have?
Right.
could make them up. They wouldn't check, would they?
Right, they would show the names of
them. Yeah. But, I mean, I could just, like, make something up. Like Mike Hunt or something.
Actually, they would, because it shows the name on the credit card by the number.
Because
that's what they list in first. It puts the number down, and the name automatically pops up.
Oh, they just typed in the name I gave them, though, right?
No, they typed in the number.
Oh.
Right, and if the name doesn't match, they won't run it through.
That's weird. Okay, well, it's... Maybe I could, like, I don't know, maybe I could, like, mug somebody and take their credit card. That way I have the name right.
No, that wouldn't be good.
Well, not for them, but, you know, for me, it would.
Okay. What day next week can you mail that out for?
I can do it on a week from Thursday. That's when I get paid.
Okay.
I mean, that's if the mugging doesn't go well, you know, like, you know, if I can pull that off successfully, I can just pay the whole thing.
Okay, sounds good so much. Okay, but I'll put you down for $50.
Mm-hmm.
That will be next week, the 22nd is when you get paid?
A week from this Thursday, coming up.
Okay, yeah, that'll be the 22nd. All right, I'll put you down for $50 to go out on the 22nd then, okay?
Okay.
Very much.
Okay, see you later. Bye.